This is student A. They study for 33 minutes a day, get 8 hours of sleep, maintain a social life, and consistently score in the top 5% of their class. They spend most of their study time taking practice tests and teaching concepts to classmates. This is student B. They study for 4 hours every day, sacrifice sleep, rarely see friends, and still struggle to maintain a B average. They fill notebooks with highlighted text and spend hours rereading chapters. What's the difference between them? It's not intelligence. It's not dedication. It's not even luck. It's how they study, not how long they study. But before we start, I want you to take a second and rate your study method from 1 to 10. Got your number? Cool. By the end of this video, we'll see if you still think it deserves that score. Plus, I'm going to share the exact study plan that helped me go from getting B's and C's to straight A's. The night that changed everything. I remember sitting in my dorm room, especially during my junior year, empty coffee cups everywhere, notebooks scattered across my desk. It was 3 a.m. and I'd been studying nonstop for 12 hours straight for my psychology exam. I was doing everything right, highlighting key points, rereading chapters, writing detailed notes that looked aesthetically perfect, but deep down, something felt off. Despite all those hours, the information was slipping through my brain like sand through my fingers. That night changed everything for me, not because I aced the test, but because I failed miserably. It forced me to face a hard truth. I had no clue how to study effectively. The productivity illusion. Think about it. We've all fallen into this trap. Drenching our textbooks in highlighter ink until they look like abstract art, rereading the same paragraph 200 times hoping it'll finally stick, or writing pages of notes only to never look at them again. Just like those saved Instagram reels we never revisit. We confuse the time spent studying with the amount we actually retain. You know you're in this trap when you spend more time picking the perfect highlighter color than actually understanding the material. Or when you create the perfect study playlist only to realize you spent more time curating it than studying. But nobody tells us this in school because studying isn't about time. It's about strategy. Let me break it down for you. There's something called the consumption trap, the belief that the more information you consume, reading more pages, watching more videos, cramming more hours, the more you learn. Schools reinforce this myth when teachers say things like, study for 3 hours, or review the entire chapter. But here's the catch. Your brain isn't a sponge that just absorbs info automatically. It's more like a muscle that needs training and rest to grow. Here's a formula that changed my entire approach to studying. Real learning equals amount of information times retention rate. Imagine two students. One studies for 5 hours but retains only 10% of the material. The other studies for just 1 hour but retains 50%. Both end up with the same amount of retained information, but the first student wasted 4 extra hours. If you study for 5 hours and only retain 10%, you actually only benefited from 30 minutes of studying. But if you study for just 1 hour with a strategy that helps you retain 50%, you save time and energy. Now, what if I told you that studying less could actually improve your grades? Sounds crazy, right? Especially when every YouTube video out there is screaming,
study harder. Why are you so weak? Get up and study now.
Yeah, no, shut up. The power of active learning. When I started studying less, my grades actually got better. Here's how. Before, I would spend hours rereading textbooks, highlighting everything, and rewriting notes, only to forget most of it. After, I switched to active learning, using practice questions, explaining concepts to others, and applying information to real-life problems. Suddenly, my retention rate jumped from 10% to 70%. Passive studying is like trying to fill a bucket full of holes. You can keep pouring water in, but it'll never hold. The key is to patch the holes first so the knowledge actually stays. The result? My study time was cut in half, and my grades went from B's and C's to straight A's. Now you're probably thinking, okay, so how do I study less and actually retain more? Relax, I got you. Here's the exact study strategy that works. 1. Break study sessions into shorter chunks. 30 to 60 minutes per subject is ideal. 2. Test yourself first. Before reviewing, try recalling what you already know. Identify weak spots. Focus on the topics you struggle with. 4. Use active study methods. Answer questions. Explain concepts out loud. Or use flashcards. 5. Connect ideas together. This makes information easier to retrieve later. 6. Quick review before bed. Your brain consolidates info while you sleep. Now go back to the number you rated your study habits at the start of this video. Do you still think it deserves that score? If not, that's your first sign that you're ready to level up. Thanks for watching. See you in the next video.